the District of Columbia is under the crown. So that structure and that model exists here. Everything is just that way. It's just an illusion. This whole thing's an illusion. And you don't own anything.
Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Sean from SGT Report here. Guys, Diane Kaiser and Rex Freeman joined me for a broadcast that literally has the power to change your life financially and in terms of freedom. This is the information for those with eyes to see and ears to hear. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you keep your money in a bank, listen up. Your savings are at risk. A good portion of the banking system is under extreme stress, and some have actually collapsed. The dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning to an all-time high. Commercial real estate is collapsing. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Now, there are no guarantees of any kind, and investing in anything is always a risk, but gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies like trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, this government is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin or call them at 877-646-5347. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.com. Are you ready for some real changes in the world? I mean, there has been a shift in consciousness since 2012. In my opinion, I can see it every single day. More and more people are waking up. But as that happens, the fear-mongering ramps up as well. Are you ready for the solar eclipse on April 8th? Well, we just had one last night. I didn't even realize it. My guest Rex Freeman just shared that with me. I guess March's full-worm moon wriggles its way through a stable lunar eclipse in stunning photos. Again, all leading up to this fear-mongering event on April 8th. What are they so afraid of? What do they want us to be so afraid of? Well, I'm not sure, but you know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid of an out-of-control corporate criminal government that is spending us into oblivion. They're literally looting, friends, as you well know. And guess what? We're coming up on tax time. Why on earth should you pay any income tax on a federal basis to a criminal stinking corporate government? This entire phony system is built on commerce and contracts. And in this one, we're going to break it all apart with non-taxable trusts. There is a way to protect yourself, friends. Let me introduce my guests, returning guest, Diane Kaiser. Diane, how are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me again. Great to be here with you guys. Talk about freedom.
Yep. And Rex Freeman from the Freedom People. Let me show you his website, thefreedompeople.org. Follow your values and start determining your own future today. Guys, we're going to tell you exactly how to do that. Rex, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good to see you.
Man, thanks for coming on. Now, you and I spoke for about an hour a couple of weeks ago as I was really trying to ramp up my understanding of non-taxable trusts. Rex helps people create the separation from the corporate straw man and the natural man, friends, with a properly constructed non-taxable trust. Rex, this is a big conversation. I have a really dialed in, intelligent audience. Where do you think we should begin? Should we start from the very beginning, you know, our corporate government, the straw man, the natural man? Where do you want to start?
You know, I think the biggest thing to remember is that this is really a life study. The sophistication of this conspiracy, if we want to call it that, is so long-winded and so organized that it's very difficult to handle it in 30 minutes, an hour, even a week. So the main points we always want to try to identify is that there's two parts to this world that we live in. There's a public and a private. So with that understood, there's a public you and a private you. You're born private. You're born a sentient natural being. And then a contract is made in your name only. So in name only, you exist in the federal government as chattel property in contract. So your contractual version of you, the legal version of you, the public version of you, is obligated to pay taxes, follow statutes, mandates, regulations, etc. The natural you doesn't follow those, but they get you through fraud to identify as the public you, and then that way you spend most of your life. So sometimes it's better just to start with questions. We can try that and go from there.
Well, Dai, this might be a good time for you to step in and help us understand how you've utilized Rex's services to set up a non-taxable trust or trusts for you. I know that you bought property in Mexico. By the way, I just tweeted about Mexico today, probably in part because I knew you guys were coming on, but also in part because I saw this important clip from 60 Minutes interviewing the Mexican president. And here's what I wrote. As an American who spends time in Mexico, Huatulco, Nuevo Vallarta, Cancun, Playa, I've always said the same thing. The Mexican culture puts families first, while our culture is broken and in the process of being destroyed. Also, in Mexico, no GMO foods, no chemtrails, and no microplastics in their water bottles. I want to play this quick exchange between 60 Minutes and the Mexican president about drugs in the United States. And yes, the cartels are to blame, but guess what, friends? We have a cartel too. It's called the corporate federal out-of-control criminal government.
No.
Or rather, they don't have all the information because fentanyl is also produced in the United States.
The State Department says most of it's coming from Mexico.
Fentanyl is produced in the United States, in Canada, and in Mexico, and the chemical precursors come from Asia. You know why we don't have the drug consumption that you have in the United States? Because we have customs, traditions, and we don't have the problem of the disintegration of the family.
That's the part that resonates with me, Diane. These people in Mexico, you feel that when you're in Mexico. You feel the power of the families, and they put families first. And there's a lot of love and happiness in Mexico. Believe it or not, I know everybody's afraid of the cartels, but I've spent a lot of time there. You spent a lot of time there. And you see the writing on the wall in this country. So tell us why you're moving forward with property in Mexico and how these non-taxable trusts are helping to incubate your wealth from an out-of-control criminal government.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is not just that I decided just to leave the country and because I'm done with America one night overnight. I've been going down to Mexico for a long time. In fact, I work with my business partner, one of them in Mexico, in Tijuana. And you'd think, oh God, go to Tijuana and you're going to get shot. You're going to get sold drugs. You're going to get sold hookers. It is not like that. America has always had to have some sort of a scapegoat to point their the issues that they have been creating to. And so Mexico is a great neighbor to do that with. I'm not saying that Mexico doesn't have its problems. Every one of them does. But because I've been going down there for 8 years on a consistent basis, I see the family unit. In fact, it's interesting, Sean, you and I met there last week. And then after you guys left, I was walking down the same street, Fifth and Playa del Carmen. And I had a moment where I saw something that you see in America every single day, especially the big cities, which is these big rainbow transhumanism flags that are supporting cross-dressing and transgenderism. And I saw one person walking down the street with this flag. And most people had a reaction, including myself. And I realized in that moment that when I'm in America, I don't have that reaction because we're programmed to not have it, or else we become hate speechers that should just shut up and actually could get sentenced and deplatformed. But I noticed a lot of people there, especially families, were looking at this guy walking down the street with this flag, the only single guy doing that. And everybody had a moment. And I had a conversation with a local. I said, what do you guys think about this sort of action? And he said, most people are going to want to cut his head off. And that might sound extreme, but that's in some respects what they're doing to protect their families there. So they're not subject to people stealing their children or infiltrating them to wanting to cut off their genitals and become
Put up with cultural Marxism.
They don't.
It's just really not down there. And beyond that, you know what I don't see when I'm in Mexico? I don't see homeless people begging for money. I never, ever see that. Now there's poverty. I'm not going to deny it. And I've heard that the average working person in Mexico makes $10 per day. I don't know if that's true. It sounds really low, but they sure do appreciate tourism. And it really is sort of the melting pot you imagined our country to once be to some degree. And, you know, I don't want to be too naive about it, but Rex, have you been to Mexico anytime recently? Do you have any input on this?
No, you guys are absolutely right. Every time we've been there, I mean, the culture is different. It's more family oriented. When we talk about cartels, there are places in Mexico where you're going to pay the cartel for protections or to live in that area that they control under their jurisdiction. And as you said, Sean, this is the same thing that we have in the United States. You're going to be paying a cartel somewhere. Here we call it the federal government or the United States. We call it the for-profit corporation because that's what it is. And under the surface, it is a cartel and it's organized and structured just like that. So there's places in Mexico like that. But by and large, by selecting different communities to be in, it is far better in many, many ways. There's pros and cons, but it is. I agree.
Well, what kills me is how good the food is. And it doesn't matter where you go, right? On Fifth, there's restaurants and bars as far as the eye can see. It goes on for a mile or two. And it's always flourishing with so many people, so many tourists, and the food is just excellent. I think that's because there is no GMO food allowed in Mexico, and there are no chemtrails. And like I said, even the bottles of water I was buying said right on the side, contains no microplastics. Now, in this country, we're being drenched by toxins, even through our bottled water. And we're also being drenched in absolute tyranny from our out-of-control fascist corporate government. Now, Trump's bond has been reduced to $175 million in the 11th hour. Trump claimed he would have to sell properties in fire sale to raise cash. Well, why am I showing this news when we're talking about freedom and the freedom people? Well, because freedom is under absolute assault. And if they can come after President Donald Trump with lawfare, well, they can come after anybody. And believe me, they will. New York State is being battered by his decision, so I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days. Guys, what's your reaction to this? And Rex, specifically, how does that news help us bridge into a conversation about we the people protecting our assets from this criminal government via non-taxable trusts?
Well, one of the things when we look at Trump as relevant as he is, and we go back to even the 16 debates with Hillary, and we all remember the conversations that he was having in the debates, and they were pushing him pretty hard. How can you be the leader of the free world when you don't pay taxes? Where's your tax returns? On and on. And in the one debate that we all remember, he looked at her and he said, Hillary, first of all, you don't pay taxes either. And I don't pay taxes because I'm intelligent. And the reason why he can say that is because it's true. He's operated his organization that way. But there is this fine line between the public and the private. So in one way, Trump and many people of that type of demographic, they live in two worlds. There's times that they have to operate in the public and there's times they operate in the private. And so when we're talking assets, we're not just talking real estate, cryptos, gold and silver bullion, stocks, bonds, et cetera. We're talking your name. Your name is what's known to the federal government as the ins legis. And that is Latin for the creature of the state. A maxim of law is that what one creates, that what one controls. And so they created this fictional version of you, and that's a piece of property. We won't go into the great detail about it, but your birth certificate starts that process. And they take dominion or control or jurisdiction over that document, and then they use it to make large profits. And those profits that they make also lock that name into their jurisdiction of rules and regulations. So when we're saying asset protection, we're not just talking real estate and other things. We're talking your name. Your birth certificate, that document, once that's been released from their control or their jurisdiction, it can be safely put behind a private foreign express trust that they can't reach. So it's out of their reach. It's out of their control. Now you can take dominion over it and live a more free life. We're never going to say that everybody's going to be completely free as long as we're filling out forms, filing things at county recorders. Anytime we're kowtowing and doing anything according to their rules and regulations, we're not completely free. And until they're gone and that tyrannical organization has been dismantled, we're not going to be completely free. But understanding these laws, understanding these IRS codes can give us a measure of freedom that none of us can even imagine. And this isn't new. There's nothing that we're doing that's new. There's a lot of good organizations out there, freedom-minded groups that understand these principles, and they're implementing them to help people find more freedom. So it's not just real estate. It's not other investments. It's also that name on that birth certificate that you've identified with your whole life, which is your public you that they have control over. So when you don't make that distinction and you don't separate the public you from the private you, they have control over you.
For people who are listening to whom this is new, and I don't think any of it's new to most of my listeners, but the totality of the information, the real digesting of the information and fully understanding it can take some time. Where does one begin to start moving forward on getting a non-taxable trust out of the reach of these people with you guys at the Freedom People? Because, you know, when you and I spoke about 2 weeks ago, I jotted down some notes and you said step one is to get a certified copy of my birth certificate from vitalcheck.com. Just help us level set, because some of us, as old as me, we do have a copy of our birth certificate. I don't even know if it's the original copy of the original, what it's in a folder somewhere in a safe. Do I still need to do that vitalcheck.com to get the original birth certificate copy? How does that work?
Yeah, the double authenticated birth certificate process isn't the end all to the process, but it is a major component of it. because it's a piece of property that needs to be protected. It's currently owned by the state. And so what we want to do is annex that document and release title from them and then take control or dominion over that into a private trust. So the reason that we say, hey, get a new certified copy from VitalCheck is that a lot of the ones that we have, folks that are 40, 50, 60 years old, they're historical in a way because they're all a little bit different and there's no reason to use that. There's nothing magical about the paper that it's on. It's all about the numbers, the accounts. These are what's important. So by getting a certified copy from VitalCheck now you can keep the one that you have. It's just nice to have as a heirloom, if anything else. But the document that you get from VitalCheck, that needs to be sent to the State Department. I'm sorry, to the Secretary of State in the state you were born in. So if you were born in Texas, you send it to the Secretary of State in Texas and you have them authenticate that. There's a process that we help folks go through to do that. Once that's been authenticated at the state level, then it gets sent to the State Department under currently Anthony Blinken's control. And then he will agree with the Secretary of State in the state you were born in. And he will authenticate it also, which makes it a double authentication that generates an annex number from the State Department. Once that annex number has been originated, that document is sent back to you with the seals. And now you're in control or dominion over that. After that happens, then we're going to put it into the private trust. So that's a step that we help you through. It's actually a process and a free course on our website right now. It's not something that everyone has to do if you're not going to go through taking dominion over that ins legis or that straw man, but we recommend doing it because it doesn't hurt anything. This way, when the time comes that you do decide to learn more about freedom and to stand on your own square and learn to live privately, you'll have that done. Because sometimes that can take 8 to 12 weeks. So it's a good idea to get it done. It doesn't hurt anything. It doesn't change anything if you continue to live as a public entity, because currently, without doing any of these processes and steps, you are a public entity that they control. So that's a good step to start with. But the biggest thing, when we say first steps, you have to really think about what it means to be free. Diane can relate to this. She's been through this. It's not easy. It's not for everyone, because we're very, very conditioned to let the government handle everything for us. We don't really want to think for ourselves. We think we want to be free. But when you really strip away all the benefits that they've given us, there's a little more work. It's rewarding. And if you have the merit to do it and the wherewithal to do it, it's a very nice way to live privately, but it does take effort. So first steps, make sure you're ready for that. Life changes. You operate yourself differently. You do not identify as the public version of yourself any longer. That version of you is a slave. The natural sentient man is not. You have to make sure that once that distinction has been made and that line in the sand has been drawn, that you continue to live privately the rest of your life. So it's not for the faint of heart. It's not something you decide quickly overnight. Take some time to do it. There's materials on our website. There's other organizations out there that are excellent educators. And then you start to look at which type of a group or what type of process you'd like to go through.
Let me show the website again, and then we'll get Diane to weigh in on this and how she began the process. So I like what you wrote here on your website, your little moniker, protect your wealth and discover lost freedoms. So a private foreign expressed trust out of their reach. Sounds like a good idea. Diane, how did you get started? What was your first? How'd you get the ball rolling?
Yeah. So, and the link that you guys will put below too will be thefreedompeople.org/SGT. I have been through this process since COVID began. I knew that was Agenda 21. Boom. Okay. From this point moving forward, I knew which direction that we were going to go. And it's like, no more messing around. We have to take action here. And I've been following this since 2011, meaning that they would do the things that they're doing at this point to try to further enslave us. It was harder to see back then that they were enslaving us. And we have been since the moment we were born, well, 9 days or so after we were born, where they take our footprint and that becomes the straw man or straw woman archetype. And I'm going to show you guys exactly how you could do your own research to see how this is truly in action and how they've actually hidden it from us for the last 2 years. Since 2020, I started my process trying to get out of the matrix, and I've done it the wrong way many times. And that's how I found the Freedom People, because I've gone through the process of going through my secured party creditor process to undo some of this. I already had my double authenticated birth certificate, so that was easier because it does take about a month to get it. And that made the process for me a lot easier to start with the Freedom People. It's not that much effort to get anyway. It's just about $50 to get yours. And they walk you through it. So I was already a bit of ahead of the game. I've also become an American national. And a lot of these processes I'd tried out in the Matrix and they did not work, as well as now working in the Matrix. Like Rex said, the other processes that I worked with meant you're pulling yourself completely out of the Matrix, but then living in the Matrix. And so that doesn't really work when you have to work with corporate entities, which is the American, the United States, period, not of America, but the United States, they're a corporation. And so if we're having to work with these corporations that also don't pay taxes, you know, Elon Musk doesn't pay taxes. A lot of these companies, they don't pay taxes. So that system is not illegal. It's just something that we have not been presented with because to them, they want to keep us enslaved. And I wanted to show you this. If you guys go onto Wayback and click the actual website, it takes you to a page that I'm going to show you right now, which when we first started this and in Sedona, we were doing like the Sedona Freedom Movement. And I was trying to gather a lot of people so that we could start to help others in ways that we are right now, in ways that finally I found the Freedom People, and they do it in a very professional way that I don't have to do all the work to figure it out and go out and get arrested and sent to jail for air quotes, not paying my taxes, because that's what ends up happening with this whole American nationalism thing. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying that people have to know this whole new language and do it on their own. And people are then afraid to go on their own and do it. So when I first discovered this, GMEIutility.org, if you go to that website now, it's going to actually show that it's no longer, it's a 404 page. So what is this GMEIutility.org? It shows you how many times you and your straw man or woman has been traded as a bond. So this is how they've been making money on you for since the time that you were born. When I first checked this, I had 15 million, or actually it was about 5,000 trades on me. And then when I had several people who were in their 12, 13, 14 teenage years, there were even more. They were traded more times, they meaning their straw man or woman. This is how they generate wealth for themselves and then use our bonds and what they're making and our taxpayers' dollar to enslave us with war. So how to stop the war is to stop doing what we've always been taught, which is to continue to allow ourselves to be traded, pull ourselves out of the system and operate as the way that the Freedom People help you do. So when you go onto, if you go to the Wayback Machine and you type in GMEIutility.org, since they are now this publicly traded organization that shows you how much they've been making off of you, they pulled it out once we started discovering what it really meant. So you could actually click on any one of these and it takes you to this page where you can see what it used to look like. You used to be able to type in your social security number and see how many times under my account, manage your records, orders, and favorites. And then that's where you could see, you used to be able to see how many times you were traded. If you go onto Google and just search, I just typed, what is GMEI utility straw man is traded? You can see right here, it's people talking about this, that right here, Cest, you, I can't remember how to pronounce that, Rex, but you know, straw man, be free, stop being sheep. This is other hashtags people have been using. A straw man, state nationals is state nationals rock. So there's a lot of different places that you can see online, digital slavery, bought, traded. This is how much you have been traded under your social security number. So this is an opportunity to pull that out. And since I've done that, all of my money, all of my assets are no longer, I don't even trust the banks anymore, but the banks I do have allow me to operate as a PMA, a private member organization, a private member association, so that I no longer have to operate in the public and be subject to their 18 million laws, regulations, and constantly evolving. So this is how people can operate as a business owner, air quotes, under PMAs. And this is all the Freedom People have taught me to do this in trust and PMA, which is the exact same way that all these corporations are doing it. So no more taxes, no more bonds, no more being traded, no more people knocking on your door because you're doing it the illegal way. You're doing it the same way they've taught us.
Rex, any comments on that for those who aren't exactly following? Because when you set up one of these PMAs or a private trust and you're beyond the reach of these people, how are taxes handled? What is the expectation of the criminal federal government for you to submit to their taxation system? Let's say you get 1099s and that's your main source of income. Or let's just say you're not. Let's just say you work for a corporation. Your thoughts on anything Diane just said to help bridge the understanding for the people listening?
Yeah, I mean, once that distinction is made, that what we really don't want to do is, it's natural for us to say, yes, GMI utility, when we look at that, Diane's absolutely correct, that they are using that entity to profit. That entity being your name, usually in all cap letters. That's here nor there. It doesn't have to be in all capitals for it to work. That entity, that name, that first, middle, last name, the straw man, the ins legis, that entity isn't you. So when we say, look how much they're trading and making money off of me. It's not you. It's the fictional version of you. So we always start with that. Make sure we really understand that there's two yous. There's a public you and a private you. So once we really get that into your mind, then you can start to decide how you want to structure things, how you want to start protecting those assets. And so that entity is what's obligated for taxes. That entity is what's achieved all the accolades and achievements that it has. So you have a PhD or a bachelor's degree or a commercial driver's license or any kind of other accolades, those accolades are still attached to that public version of you, your ins legis, the straw man. So most of the time, what we have is someone working for a corporation, as you said. So you're getting a paycheck, whether you're a W-2 employee or a 1099 employee. And so the withholdings come out because of how you fill out your withholding form. And so that's what's happening to the public version of you. Now, your physical sentient being is going into the workplace, working remotely, whatever it is. But this is corporate talk. This is contractual law under what we know as admiralty law or maritime law. I don't want to go into that right now because a lot of people already are aware of that. That's not what's important. But what's important is that after you've annexed that birth certificate and you've taken dominion over it, and you've properly put it into a private trust that's been structured as a zero tax entity, that entity, your straw man, that public version of you, is now owned privately out of the IRS's reach, out of the state, out of the for-profit U.S. corporation's reach. And so now you can redo your withholding form under a variety of different IRS codes that are perfectly lawful so that you're not having any withholdings taken out of your paycheck wherever you work. Some people are private contractors or independent contractors, or as Diane's doing and many other Americans are doing now, is they're learning how to structure and operate their affairs under a private ministerial association, private membership association. These are groups where, I'll use a generic example, say Sam's Club or Costco. Now, they don't function that way now because they're very profitable and very large corporations. But the idea was that you're only getting the services and the benefits if you're a member. So if you're a member of a private membership association, whatever goods and services it is that you provide, the members agree to what those provisions and what those benefits are before they engage in doing any kind of business with it. And so you're free to discuss whatever you want. You're free to exchange goods and services without taxation because this is private. And so those are very, very beneficial. And so many people that go down this road and they educate themselves and they learn to participate more on the private side will structure a PMA. But the first thing to do is to protect those assets, get that birth certificate, public name, the public version of you, protected into a private trust. Now, those trusts are structured under IRS code so that it is a zero tax entity, zero tax bracket. There is no taxes. So when we say there's no taxes, that organization that's going to be the shield, the protection over your assets and over you, that entity is not required to file. So they're not looking for any filing. They're not going to send you letters saying, hey, where's your tax return? We didn't get it. They're not looking for it. And so that's the difference. We're not going to try to get overly upset about all the unconstitutional violations that have happened to us. We just need to use their codes and their language to our benefit. So that's one of the things that you have to kind of get past, is that we feel like we need to stand up as a group with one voice and overthrow this tyrannical government. Mm-hmm. And rip them out of their glass palaces, start over. But that's not really functional. It's better now to use their system, use their language, use their structure to benefit us and get enough of us of one mind and one voice so that it's a bigger problem for them. Right now, there's not enough of us doing this because it's complicated. It's confusing, but there is a way to do it. And the world's elite utilize these structures to protect their assets and themselves. Mm-hmm. And so they're not going to get rid of it because they use it. The only thing that they will do is they'll slightly revise it so that it's harder to find. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we access some of these provisions and these laws and we learn to use them properly in our favor for freedom, they'll catch on to that and they'll go, oh, well, let's change it a little bit. Again, it's their system. It's their game we're playing. They're the creators of the game. We're the ones that are learning the rules so we can play it appropriately. Yeah. So they can change the rules when they want. And the problem with that for the freedom movement is it takes sometimes years for us to find out what they did so we can get a remedy for that new revision. So right now is a good time. right now, all the work that's been done prior to the Freedom People for many decades is working very, very well to properly, lawfully protect your assets. So it's a good time to do it. But that, just in closing to this remark, that ins legis, that public straw man version of you that goes to work, that has a bachelor's degree, that doesn't go away. Those accolades, those achievements to that property, that version of you that's public, that's a piece of property, that is going to now be owned by your trust. So any benefit that that property, the public version of you has, the trust now has. So the trust is the beneficiary of that hard work that that public version of you has done.
Okay, so let me ask you this. It's important then, help me understand, I think I'm getting it, to set up a PMA and then separately set up a trust. Now, if I'm understanding what you said about once the PMA is set up and it's out of the reach of these people, there is no expectation from the IRS that you would file. They're not even looking for it. Is the same true for states? Because as I've done the research, I do find it to be true that unless you live in Washington, D.C. or work for the federal government, you are not legally obligated to pay income taxes on a federal level. It's voluntary. But what about states? I live in a blue state. They're extremely tyrannical. They just raised the state income tax to 10% because they can never get enough. They just had a multi-billion dollar surplus. They gave all that money away to people who didn't pay in the first place. So I'm pretty damn fed up with the state in which I live. How does this affect our taxes on a state level?
Well, the states, as a lot of your audience probably knows, is that all the, and I'm just going to say 50 states for argument's sake. Now, we know that it wasn't 50 states in the beginning, but for argument's sake, there's 50 states. Those 50 states are individual sovereign state nations. Texas, Colorado, Florida, California, all of these are state nations. Think of South America, Chile, Argentina, Ecuador, Brazil. They're state nations. And those state nations here in America join to form a more perfect union militarily to protect our borders and interests. Those states, like Texas or Minnesota or Illinois, they have their own constitution. They have their own government. They have all their own things that any country would have. But what they did is they, after the District of Columbia was established, they ceded into the District of Columbia. So now every state, Texas isn't Texas. Texas is still there, but it's being administratively operated as the state of Texas, the state of Florida. You get your driver's license from the state of Florida, not from Florida. Florida is the country that still sits there under the surface, but it's being operated administratively as a business, as a for-profit corporation. And those for-profit corporations are inside the District of Columbia. That's why you have district courts all over the country. School districts, all different types of districts are all underneath the District of Columbia. So the same principles apply. Once the effort's been made on the federal side, on the state side, those same provisions and protections apply at the state side. Because that piece of property, the public you, that ins legis, straw man, public version of you, it is now privately owned. So no one can get it. And we also utilize the Uniform Commercial Code to put the appropriate liens on those assets so that these for-profit corporations, these tyrannical organizations, can't get their hands on it. They got to get through their own Uniform Commercial Code liens to access it. So it applies at the state level as well.
Man, I'm so glad we're having this conversation because this is something I've been working on and trying to suss out for a very long time. My friend Sophia Smallstorm is active in this area, very knowledgeable. My friend James Tracy, extremely knowledgeable. And it's just funny to watch all this knowledge percolate to the surface. And we're sort of just trying to grab the facts as we can find them. But it seems to me, Rex, you might have the totality of the facts right there so that it's more of a turnkey solution for our audience. Can you describe the packages you offer? How do people reach out? What's the first step? What are the costs? I have no idea.
No, I appreciate it. We've done our best to try to provide what we call a turnkey solution. We've been studying this information for many, many years from all the strong freedom fighters that came before us. I mean, we're not the originators of this information. We're just trying to implement it in a functional way. And we'd been burned and lost hope in the whole process for many, many years, trying different things and kind of going off half-cocked. And we're very fortunate to have some very knowledgeable people share with us a little bit more of a formula that you could say has a bit of a timeline to it. And certain things happen first and then they consecutively happen until you achieve your goals. So what we decided to do is it was so difficult to handle these things as an individual, we decided to offer a turnkey solution for it so that you don't have to put all the pieces together yourself. Very difficult. Everybody's working. It's hard to find time, you know, raising the kids, going to work. to study the stuff and then implement it in the right way. So what we do is we'll turnkey that for you. We start off with a free consultation. You can book that on our website. You'll talk with one of our specialists. We'll do an introductory call and then find out if, one, you're a good fit for us and are we a good fit for you? It's important that both parties are in agreement. And once that's understood and they want to move forward, then we send out our service agreement. It's just our version of a handshake. And we're trying to get back to the American roots of trust and honor in one another. And once that's determined and we're all in agreement that we're going to move forward, then we turnkey that whole process for you. There are certain elements of it that you have to do yourself. You physically have to handle your birth certificate documents yourself. That's something that nobody should touch. It's a very valuable document. And as Diane said, it's worth a lot of money. And so don't let anybody handle those documents, not even us. So we guide you on how to handle that double authenticated birth certificate process. And then later in the process, you do have to open up a bank account in the trust name. And that's something obviously you need to do yourself. But besides that, we turnkey the rest of it for you. We try to make it as simple as we possibly can. So starting off, get on the website, book a free consultation. All that is just an introduction to our services. You can find out if that's a good fit for you. And if it is, then we move forward and turnkey the whole process for you. So 4 to 6 months down the road, your status and standing has been corrected. Your assets have been protected privately in an express trust. And now you can start to learn how you're going to leverage that. And really, you're going to spend the rest of your life learning how you can utilize that trust to protect you, your family, for perpetuity.
Yeah. See, I think this is such inspiring content. It's such an inspiring topic, Rex, because we all know that we're being absolutely raped and pillaged by an out-of-control federal government and, in my case, an out-of-control state government, completely blue, all three branches of government in this state in which I live, controlled by demon rats. And just think about the tax obligation. Just think about how impossible it is to really build wealth in this country. They get you with a federal income tax. They get you with a state income tax. They get you with a gas tax. They get you with a property tax. They get you with a sales tax. Every time you buy a car, they want you to pay tax. Every time you sell a car, somebody else buys the car on which tax has already been paid. They want you to go down to the DMV and pay more tax. It just never ends. And I'm just scratching the surface. And by the way, you hit the nail on the head. You help me understand, because I complain about the state to my wife all the time. I call it a mafia. Well, no, actually, if the state ceded itself to the District of Columbia, it is a business and it's a for-profit corporation. No wonder it all just seems like revenue generation. The cops are out to stop people who are buzzed, so they have to go to jail and pay $10,000 for an attorney with a DUI. The cops want to give you a speeding ticket, go to court. You know, oh, we just got a property tax assessment for $3,500 because they want to re-blacktop the roads in front of our house. I went to the city council and I said, please explain to me what property taxes are for. You know what they said? Schools, fire, and retirement packages, pretty much that order. And I said, this is absolute BS. Our assessment for the roads in front of our house, $3,550. We go to the city council meeting. We have to listen to the entire city presentation from some bozo talking about the other streets that need improvement. Well, there's a street in our community, two streets, in fact, that are not, you know, they're older neighborhoods. I'm sure a lot of these people are in fixed income. You know what their assessment is for roads? Because the roads are wider and they're older. $8,500. Can you imagine sitting on the bubble trying to put your kids through college, or you just got laid off, or you're going to lose your home, and you get that in the mail from this out-of-control stinking city, $8,500 you're obligated to pay because they want to do road improvements? I said to them, I don't own the roads. Can you please produce a contract that tells me that I'm obligated to pay you damn thing? And they couldn't, although then they had their state attorney, you know, cite some BS legislative code, which if I checked it, probably would not hold up to scrutiny. Rex.
Well, that's it. That's the thing, is that in your life, there's businesses that you've conducted business with that you didn't like. There's vendors online, there's retailers, there's people and experiences that you've had in those types of business structures that you didn't like, that you did not feel that you were treated or served well. And so what do you do? What do is you don't do business with them anymore. So why should it be any different with these for-profit government organizations? It's not. We just need to learn their system. We need to say, nope, I'm just not going to do business with you anymore. I'm not going to. I'm not going to be in commerce with you anymore. That's the biggest thing to understand. This is not a government. Our country has not existed in a very long time the way that we understand it as a constitutional republic. You have to get it out of your head. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's a business. Mm-hmm. So they're not taking it away. It's not getting worse. It's been gone. And it is worse. And it is getting worse, but it's been gone. We're not hanging on by a thread. We haven't had it in a long time. So there's ways to get it back, but we have to use that system that they have in place to do it so that we do it strategically. Getting pissed off and getting overly enthusiastic about it isn't going to help. We need to be strategic. We need to say, hey, first steps first, quit doing business with them. That way we don't have to get pissed, because we get pissed when they mishandle our money, which isn't ours. And that's a subject for another show.
Yeah.
But the money system is a whole different thing, but we can't get pissed. We just quit doing business with them. And that's what these private trusts provide.
Yeah. It's a way to opt out logically and lawfully. And, you know, I forgot a big tax, you know, on my rant there, guys, a big state tax that I absolutely forgot. You ready for this? The death tax. This stinking state in which I live will only let you absolve the first $3 million of your estate from death tax. After that, they want 50%. And the 64-year-old beautiful man, a maverick that I knew and my family knew, was worth several hundred million dollars. He died in his sleep on November 13th, completely unexpected. He hadn't updated his will since 2018. He had no expectation of dying. Buried his father of 98 years old last year. He had no expectation of dying. Unfortunately, he took the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. He took three of the boosters. He died suddenly in his sleep. And the state in which I live took half of his wealth because he wasn't homestead in Texas or Florida. So on top of all those other taxes, you build actual wealth, generational wealth for your family. And if you die in the wrong state, the stinking state wants half. I don't even think it's that bad in Mexico. You know, as we part ways, Diane, just a word from you about Mexico. One of the things I was surprised by when I went down there, I met with you and a good friend of ours who's a real estate agent now, is that property taxes in Mexico are like $400 a year. So in many ways, Mexico is a whole lot freer than the United States, isn't it?
Yeah. And I have so much to say as a follow-up to all of this, because I was a financial planner in my 20s for almost 10 years. And I remember when we were in the car talking about that, Sean, your friend, and how sad that is. And it was for me when I manage people's estates and I work with people and their estate advisors and help them to reduce taxes that, you know, by managing their estate and their what they invested their wealth into. Not realizing that there was people like the Freedom People back then, but they were more underground and it really wasn't working as well. But I understood the concept back then. I watched so many people not organize their estates because of what you mentioned, that he didn't think he was going to pass away. Nobody wants to die, and everybody kind of wants to turn their head away from it because it's a shitty topic. It's a horrible topic to have to sit there and conversate about, okay, when I'm gone. But when you do, it eases up the what happens when you are gone. It's inevitable. There's two things that we can't escape: death and taxes. Or wait, sorry, death, because we can't escape taxes in the sense that what we're talking about today. And if you could help your family with that, there's more wealth to pass on, and nobody's arguing because it's very clear who gets what, when, where. So for me, and I'll wrap up by saying, you know, there's a couple of things about Mexico and also with what I've been able to do thanks to the Freedom People. So, I mean, I owe this to Rex. I owe this to the team and Curry and Brad for reaching out to me and providing this service. I have been able to, in the last 6 months since working with the Freedom People, I got an official letter from the IRS stating you no longer need to pay taxes. After 2 years of trying to get out of the system and fighting with them, like Rex said, by providing a form that said, no, I don't have to. No, it's voluntary. And still getting more and more forms and saying, no, you owe this much, 150 grand plus taxes on top of that, plus penalties, late fees. And now because I don't have that, I've been able to save over $150,000 on those taxes and also another $150,000 on future taxes. So with that $300,000, I bought one of my two places down in Mexico free and clear. I've also been able to accumulate another additional $200,000 in wealth. So in total, I'm up $500,000 thanks to the Freedom People because of their wealth building strategies and also protection mitigation strategies so that I can move those monies over to Mexico. I do believe that in Mexico, when I go down there, it just feels like I have the ability to. I'm not saying I'm going to move everything down there. I'm saying that I have the ability to now make a choice. I am free. I have the freedom to say, if I want to go down to Mexico, I have a home free and clear down there, almost two, that I can then provide to a family. I could rent it out. I could have my family down there. If things hit the fan down in America, I could move my family down there. I have ability to choose. And that's something that I can't say that I've ever felt in my life. So I feel like I'm clean now. I feel like I am sovereign, that nobody's going to beat my door down because I actually have a slip that says you are tax exempt. And that there's nothing better to say that I feel that I have accomplished because of that.
Yeah, no, nothing would make me feel more free than to get a letter from the IRS that says we release you from our totalitarian grasp. Last thing I want to say about Mexico, culture shock. So, and by the way, guys, I can vouch for everything Diane just said. I know the two properties she bought. I saw one of them specifically. So this is all true. But Marlo, our beloved real estate agent who really helped educate me on a couple of things down there, she said, you know, culture shock you will get after leaving Mexico isn't that you left Mexico. I mean, the culture shock's not coming to Mexico. It's going back to your home country. And that's not so much true with the lovely area in which I live, although the blue state I told you about is 100% true. It's horrifying. But where it is even more true, and it really resonated with me last night, I thought about Marlo saying that, is I was watching a 5-minute video from the guy over at World Alternative Media, and he had made this 5-minute announcement that he was leaving Puerto Vallarta, where he had lived for the last 4 years, absolutely loved it, made all sorts of connections and friends and freedom-minded people. And for whatever reason, he's making a documentary. He's now leaving Puerto Vallarta, and he documented it in this 5-minute piece. He flew back to the UK, and there was the culture shock. Standing in the streets, filming cameras to track and trace everybody on every street corner. And I thought, gosh, that's the culture shock Marlo's talking about. Guys, I had a talk with my banker the other day, and it's funny. He said, you know, so many people now want to retire in Mexico. And my thought on that is, that'll work until it doesn't. And I thought, have you seen the U.S. debt clock with $34 trillion? Have you seen the open borders? Have you seen what BLM did during the last riots? I mean, I don't know. Some people just don't get it. And I think it's because they live in the fishbowl. They still believe we live in the freest, most awesome republic in the history of the world, when actually the republic is in the process of falling. All right, we'll go back to the website as we part ways, thefreedompeople.org. Follow your values and start determining your own future. Why are you letting these people control you when you know all they're doing is lying, cheating, and stealing? Rex, what do people fill out to contact you?
You know, you just book a free consultation on the website there, and pick a time that fits your needs. And one of our consultants will help you kind of get the ball rolling. You'll have an opportunity to speak to us and ask specific questions about your circumstances. There's a universal process that we use to follow these laws and codes to find these remedies. But every one of our clients, there's a measure of us tailoring it to fit their needs, because everybody's a little bit different. So that gives you an opportunity to do that. But just book a consultation on the website. It's very simple. Find a time slot and a day that works for you, and we'll get working on it. And then, it's not something that happens overnight. Some folks, they talk to us, they've looked into this before, and they move forward immediately. Other people, they take a few weeks or months or even years sometimes to think about it. But at least we're there when you need us. So start on the website, book a consultation, and we can help answer your questions and find out if it's a good fit for you. Privacy isn't for everybody. It's not easy. And it's not free.
Well, and I agree with you about the part where it feels daunting at first, but I did one of these PMAs. I've got it set up. I opened the bank account, and it was scary, but it's worked out flawlessly so far. So once you get over the I'm scared part, I think learning anything new for the first time is sometimes daunting. It's not that tricky at all. All right. Rex, can't thank you enough for your time. Thefreedompeople.org. I'll leave a link below. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
All right. And Diane, it was lovely seeing you in Mexico. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, obviously there's more and more organized crime that they're going to keep throwing at us, and greater taxation like you just referred to, Sean. I would encourage anybody who has not seen the documentary, The Great Taking. It's a documentary that's showing that these things, if you're blind to what might be coming with respect to if you don't own title to certain things and your assets and wealth are not protected in a trust, that their perception is that they can just go grab whatever they need for the purpose of the next disease X or whatever they deem.
Or lawfare, like they're doing to Trump, or lawfare.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like what's happening in Arizona, and that we're having to air quotes fight again, internment camps in the form of homeless shelters that they're actually taking away from Native Americans that donated the land for educational and traditional purposes only. So I don't know how much more convinced you need to be that your monies need to be in some sort of wealth protection instrument, like a trust, irrevocable trust, PMA. And like you said, Sean, once you can get over the fear that these are just simply things that are legal, then it's waiting for you. Freedom is waiting for you. Just have to get over your fear and do one little thing at a time, and it'll get easier, I promise.
Yeah, no, it's true, guys. All right. You know, sometimes the scariest part of any new journey is the first step. And I would advise you to step out of Michigan, where they're offering citizens $500 per month to house illegal immigrants. I got to send that to my banker guy who said that. Mexico will work until it doesn't. Yeah, the same is true with your state, my friend. All right, we'll say our goodbyes. Rex, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Diane, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Sean. Be free, everybody.
All right, friends, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll remind you every single day for free, check us out for free to get the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those Mockingbird mainstream media CIA lies at sgtreport.com. We're there for you 24/7, friends. Until next time, God bless you and yours. Bye-bye. Hey, Rex, before I let you go, is there anything really critical that you think we missed? Because I kind of did a cursory overview for the audience. I didn't want to bore them. It gets so deep into the weeds. But I figure those listening who want to pursue this will pursue it. Is there anything we missed?
The only thing we could have maybe dovetailed with Diane's remarks about the taxes and the different things is that a lot of people don't understand that when you're talking about, just say, your automobile registration, for an example, when you buy an automobile, and even if you pay it off with the bank and that lien's been satisfied, you get a certificate of title from the state. That's not the title. They hold the title. The certificate of title is a copy of the original that they own, because they own the property. So automobile registration, that is a lease. They're leasing that automobile that they own to you for your use. Same with property. So when you don't get a loyal title, you get a deed. A deed is joint tenants in common. So I don't know. We can always do that another time if we need to. But yeah, sometimes, because that's so dear to people's hearts, their automobiles and their homes usually being the largest investments that they make, and they're paying additional tax, which is actually a lease. You're allowed to build your stick-built home on the dirt, but they own the dirt. So you're paying a lease to put your house on their property.
This is so important, though. We talked about this in my pre-call, where basically we both agreed everything is under the crown, which is under the Vatican. And this is exactly the model of the UK. The queen owns the property. You, dear slave, just lease it. You're just given permission to reside on the queen's sovereign land. And right, we're under the false belief in this country where we do have property rights, but property taxes stands in stark opposition to that idea.
That's right. I mean, it's... We can't get into the details of it all now, but the District of Columbia is under the crown. So that structure and that model exists here. Everything is just that way. It's just an illusion. This whole thing is an illusion, and you don't own anything. And it's, it's comical when Klaus Schwab says you'll own nothing and be happy. He's talking to two different groups of people. He's talking to his buddies in the elite side of things who own nothing but control everything, which is what the wealthiest of the world do. And he's also talking to the chattel slaves to say, we're going to beat you down so hard that you're going to be happy not owning nothing. And when you realize that we own it all, you'll have no leg to stand on. So it is, it's getting worse, and it's designed so you own nothing, so that you can pass nothing on to your future generations, and that probate liquidates you so that everybody's struggling paycheck to paycheck.